Any place you go, yes, you can penetrate any place you go.
I don't know any other lyrics to that song, and I don't want to know anymore.
Yeah.
I
haven't watched Top Gun in forever.
I've unfortunately seen Top Gun quite recently. By quite recently, I mean like the summer was the last time I saw Top Gun.
What do you mean, unfortunately?
I don't need to see Top Gun more, is what I really mean.
I got the need.
The need for
Duckland?
Bleed.
Duckland?
Oh, I just realized he's the same guy that did Danger Zone. I didn't realize
that.
Yeah,
you didn't know Kenny Loggins did Danger Zone?
No, I didn't. I mean, I knew Danger Zone as a song.
You didn't know Kenny Loggins did Danger Zone? Do you know any other Kenny Loggins songs?
No, I only knew...
Do you not know that he was, like, the Footloose guy?
What's the Top Gun anthem? I'm looking at the Top Gun soundtrack. I did not know he was the Footloose guy.
Footloose.
Oh, I do love Footloose.
That's Kenny Loggins, right?
That's great.
Think so?
We're going to play my other favorite song from
If that is not Kenny
Top
Loggins,
Gun later.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am sorry.
I think you're right. Because the name seems
familiar. Okay, it is. Kenny Loggins, Footloose.
Footloose.
In the danger zone like Kenny Loggins.
My sister is very disappointed that I've never seen Footloose. You are too, obviously.
Zach, there are a lot of things that I forgive.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things I forgive about our friendship.
Yeah.
You not seeing Footloose might be the end of this.
We'll probably play it later, but I mean, how did we spend the first hour of the show? You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. Sorry, I needed to say that.
Yeah,
legally.
We were running out of time. How did we spend the first hour talking about pro wrestling?
I don't watch it. I
commanded that conversation. I apologize.
No, it's fine. I'm genuinely interested in it as a concept.
For all of our lovely listeners listening, I'm sorry you had to sit through that.
No, I think it's great.
That was an hour of me geeking out about wrestling.
No, I think it's fine. Because I'm very interested in it from a narrative standpoint, right? Like, I was always, whenever I was a kid, I was super interested with how quickly soap operas were able to produce content. 5 1-hour episodes or half hour? I don't know if it's an hour
depends,
or half hour.
Depends on which show, I guess.
Let's see. Even if it's half hour, 5 half-hour episodes a week is crazy, right? Like producing that much content, right? And I guess the answer is like you have a lot of characters and you have a lot of storylines going on
and
all at once.
And you shoot a lot at once.
Yeah, so that you do like... And like you don't bother with multiple takes, right? You have to have actors who are mostly good. Like they have to be good enough...
Adequate enough.
They have to be good enough to get it mostly right on one take, and then you can just like go with the one take, right?
Yeah.
You're not looking for Laurence Olivier, right? You don't need
some other famous
why
actor.
Am I blanking? Coppola. You don't need Coppola directing, right, where it ends up going like a month over schedule. Like,
yeah.
Like you need just people who are gonna get a decent product done quickly. Not a bad product, not subpar, decent, not amazing. Decent.
Passable.
Completely passable. To the point where people are just like, okay, sure.
Same thing.
Like,
same thing with pro wrestling.
Yeah.
You need passable content. I mean, how many actual actors have come out of pro wrestling that have done like
John Cena?
That have done actual like
The Rock.
Actually like good work, not just passable. John Cena, The Rock. I mean, if you want to count Rowdy Roddy Piper in They Live, which is a fantastic film. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hulk Hogan's had like Santa with muscles and like
It doesn't count.
He played himself. He played Thunderlips in Rocky III, but he's not that great.
Okay.
Like there are no actually like incredibly skilled actors.
Yeah.
They do a passable job. They make you believe enough.
Yeah. And personally, I feel like a lot of the stuff with John Cena and The Rock at this point, at least, has mostly gotten to the point of like, haha, it's funny, it's John Cena.
Well,
or, haha, it's funny, it's The Rock.
The Rock has actually got... I mean...
The Rock
his acting chops aren't the best, but he's one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood.
I'd say The Rock isn't bad, although actually he kind of fits into that narrative we were talking about earlier of I'm thinking people who weren't able to break free of their narrative, right? Like, The Rock is always going to be Dwayne The Rock Johnson in any movie he's ever in, right? First, and then the character second, right? In Baywatch... He is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Did you see Baywatch?
No.
I did, unfortunately. In Rampage, he is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I have not seen
in
Rampage.
In Skyscraper, he's going to be Dwayne The Rock
Drain?
Johnson. I haven't seen
Drain.
Drain The
Drain
Rock.
Drain The Walk Johnson.
Drain The Walk Johnson.
Drain The Walk.
Drain The Block Johnson. Drain The Shock Johnson.
Yeah. No, but
I'd love to think that there was a group of writers like in a table like sometime in the late 80s who were just like, Dwayne the the
well, he didn't start wrestling until like 95.
I don't know when.
The thing is, he started as Rocky Maivia.
Yeah.
His original character is Rocky Maivia. He was this smiley blue chipper who was like, I'm smiling all the time, and I really have no gimmick, but...
That's because he's got a great smile.
I'm the son of Peter Maivia. I'm the grandson of the High Chief Peter Maivia and the son of Rocky Johnson. Look at me. I'm a third generation guy.
High Chief?
And High Chief Peter Maivia. Yeah, he played a Native American.
That's pretty racist.
Chief J. Strongbow was played by an Italian American. So, I mean, they had no shame in the 60s when it came to gimmicks. Fair. But anyway... Then, like, he was this smiley guy, and people hated it, and they started chanting, Die, Rocky, die. And then he joined, you know what he joined? He joined a group called the Nation of Domination, which was four African-American wrestlers as, like, I don't want to say, like, a Black Panther-like, but almost like a Black Panther-like group that would just come in and beat the living hell out of everybody.
Yeah.
And would like raise their fists. There's one of the best moments ever is there's a cut of the four members of the Nation of Domination with their fist up on the Black Power symbol, and then it cuts to the audience with like this really nerdy looking white boy doing the same thing with his head down, fist up, doing the Black Power symbol. It is one of the best moments, because think about it, that's what pro wrestling does. It moves you, it makes you feel things. I'm gonna put up the fist. I'm gonna put up the Black Power fist, and it's one of the best moments ever.
Yes,
like Daniel Bryan.
Yeah,
think of how that's taken over. Like, that's all over the place.
Yeah,
that's at basketball games and hockey games.
Is it actually?
Yeah, the Michigan State basketball team a couple years ago adopted that fingers up in the air and chanting yes. It's everywhere.
That's awesome.
Think and like the San Francisco Giants. Daniel Bryan is friends with Hunter Pence, who was on that team. When they won the World Series in 2015, I think it was, they were doing the yes chants, because that was when he was at the top of his game. Mm-hmm. Like, that is when wrestling crosses over into the mainstream.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I mean, you could say Austin 316, and a lot of people know what you're talking about. It's not like a niche thing anymore.
I don't know what Austin 316 is.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
You know who Stone Cold Steve Austin is?
I do.
Austin 316 was his nickname. He when he was on his rise to superstardom, he beat up a guy called Jake the Snake Roberts, who used to carry a snake around with him.
Hence great.
Jake the Snake. Mm-hmm. Jake the Snake in his later years like became like this really religious guy, and he was like preaching different psalms. In one of his promos, Austin says, "You talk about your psalms, you talk about John 3:16." Austin 3:16 says, I just whipped your end, and continues. But that became a whole thing. Like, Austin 3:16 shirts sold like hotcakes.
That's crazy.
Especially because they smelled like hotcakes. They didn't.
Oh. Okay.
But, like, the NWO. You know the NWO symbol. Hulk Hogan, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall. Like, those guys. Like, pro wrestling in the late 90s to early 2000s was huge. And I was a small child for it. So.
It's like this weird peripheral thing.
Yeah.
On the corners of society. We're running out of time. Do you want to introduce your song?
Yeah. So we're going to be playing a couple weeks ago. Last show I was on, we played a song by the band Cue the Sun, who is a local band. I sort of did a little bit of a background on them, but I'll do it again. Their lead singer was a guy named Eric Brennan. He's from Medford. I knew his younger brother, Pat. Eric unfortunately passed away last year. And so Pat and the rest of the band, Cue the Sun, are trying to work to put together the album that they'd been working on. And they released a single called Tangled a few months ago, which we played on the station. And now we're going to play their newest single called Melt, which is... it's a banger. I love this song.
All right.
It is so good. And again, I said it last time, but they have an album coming out sometime in the summer called Paper Tigers. If you guys like the song, I'm going to link it up on our Twitter at The Astro Hour. Give them a follow on Facebook if you like them. Cue the Sun, K-U-E, the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
They're really talented guys, and it's another great song. So
hopefully you like it. Let's get into it.
It's like, whoa, she's talking to me, and her voice is like wind in the trees, but I started to fall as fire. I sat down and what I feel inside. So not much fun when I'm hypnotized. Yeah. Streets not through a broken nose. I'm gently down by a fire. She'll never end up alone. Oh yeah. I need air. This ain't fair. Let me breathe. Her allure is the latest disease. Cause she knows I have no control. And I don't think they send me home. Oh, it's in my game that I'll never win. I accept as I'm tasting the skin. Cause I'm blind and I'm mesmerized. When I'm sliding between those eyes, yeah. A color kissing with open eyes. I'm blaring on my face what I'm feeling.
And we're back. That was Footloose.
God, that's two Kenny Loggins songs.
That's two Kenny Loggins songs. And one song from Top Gun. It's about to be two. But first, we got a PSA for y'all.
All right. On February 9th, 2014, a drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed six people, including her own sister. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
That's serious.
That last line is...
People die that way.
People die that way? That, like, hits hard, man.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, people die
it's
that way.
Sort of...
Have you ever accidentally driven the wrong way on a road?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Wow. You're better than me. Do you know that junction that connects, like, Assembly Row and, like, Target and, like, near like, the Boatyard, like... That, like, super crazy rotary with, like, the crossing near, like, Stop and Shop, near, like, Modell's, near, like, oh, Subway.
Wellington Circle,
that's yeah. It. Yeah, I've accidentally gone the wrong way on that before.
Yeah.
And
well, that is
that was at, like, 1 in the morning, though, so it was fine.
Wellington Circle is a disaster. Yeah. Is a disaster of a design. I don't know who designed the roads in the area, but whoever... designed the on and off exits for the connections at 95 and 93, like 37A and 37B.
Yeah.
On 93 when you're getting off to get into 95, and the same on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever designed those is an idiot.
Yeah.
Because the second you get onto, I think it's 95 South, if you're merging 95 mm-hmm. South, you are. Once you get off the on-ramp onto 95 South, you're in the rightmost lane.
Yeah.
Within 300 feet is the off-ramp to get back onto 93.
Yeah.
So you got to merge directly over, and you got cars trying to go right into the off-ramp. Whoever designed that is an idiot. There's not enough space.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. That, yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
And it's always backed up to hell.
That's 90. I think that's 95 South, and the on-ramp that you're going to go mm-hmm. onto
yeah.
is 93 South. So anyone, like, if you're traveling in the summer, anyone who's coming down from 95 South going to 93 South, it's a disaster. You're backed up for miles.
Yeah, it's like they forgot to start the transition.
Yeah.
And, like, they started it, like, 200 feet too late.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is the old man hour. We are talking about bad road designs and traffic circles.
Yeah, it's terrible. So quick question that it was just raised in an article by The Atlantic that I really enjoy, which is, why don't Americans use bidets?
Hmm.
Very important question. That is close to my heart. Allow me to just give us the beginning of the article. It's completely Americanized, my host declares proudly. The bidet is gone. In my time as a travel editor, this scenario has become too common when touring improvements to hotels and resorts around the world.
You say hotels and restaurants.
My heart sinks when I hear it. To me, this doesn't feel like progress, but prejudice.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of agree. There's, like, a sort of, like, thought that, like, oh, wow, this is very European. This is weird, you know? But
yeah.
I love bidets, personally. I think bidets are the greatest things in the world.
I've never...
You've never been to Europe?
I've never had the opportunity to use one.
All right. Well, you should get the opportunity. So, my first opportunity using one showed up to Italy, sophomore in high school, super jet lagged, super exhausted, got into my hotel room, had been on a plane for like 8 hours, like, but it was 10 a.m. in Rome, right?
Yeah.
Everyone was pissed off. Everyone was tired. Everyone was cranky. Opened the door of the bathroom and I was like, oh, my life just got so much better. Like walked out of the bathroom, bright eyed, bushy tailed, like ready to start the day. I was like, buongiorno, like, buongiorno, Roma.
Bon Jovi, everybody.
Bon Jovi, Roma. That's bad.
Yeah. No, I have been recently marathoning New Girl, which is fantastic show.
I can't say I've done it. Yeah.
It's a great show. I've been hooked on it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the first season, Zooey Deschanel's character, Jess, starts dating this, like, rich guy, and he has a bidet in his bathroom, and she hits, like, the thing, and, like, it's the power level is crazy, and it blows everything, and, like, the bathroom's getting soaked. He comes in, and you're like, you're okay in here? And he's like, you have it set to 7. I've never gone beyond 4. And it's just water spraying everywhere in the bathroom. It is a very funny scene.
Yes. Sorry, my parents texted me about saying that I've driven the wrong way on the street. So I need to clarify. Again, it's the Wellington Circle, and it was...
It's confusing. I'll give you that.
So it's if you're going down from Stop and Shop towards there, you know how there's like kind of a delay. There's like a left lane and so a right lane. There's a few left lanes.
There's the two left lanes to get into the circle to go towards Revere Beach Parkway. There's the two to go straight onto towards the McGrath Highway, which is where Assembly is, and then there's
if you're turning left to go towards like Revere Beach Parkway, right?
Route 16 east, I think.
First you have to pass the five lanes or the three or four lanes going back towards South Medford, right?
Yes.
And then there's the left layers, the lanes for if you're going up towards Revere Beach Parkway, right? And I took a left on the part going towards Medford.
Yeah.
And going that way, right? So I was kind of going wrong. And then I immediately flipped it in reverse and did a U-ey because
But you're just making this worse.
No, because there was nobody there.
Middle of a traffic circle?
Yes, I did.
Zachary!
But there was nobody there, and I was like, well, I'm facing the wrong direction, right? And sooner or later, a bunch of Target shoppers are going to be running into me. So I was like, it's time to...
Wait a minute.
It's time to bang you.
The Target shoppers, like the people coming
back from Target.
Okay, like the Target, Home Depot, Chuck E. Cheese Plaza.
Yeah, yeah. People coming back from that way. I was in that lane, but facing the wrong way.
Yeah.
Do you feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was, we're like a bunch of Assembly shoppers at the time, right? This was in high school. This was like, it was probably like 11th grade, right?
Zach's parents take away his rights to drive. Take his keys away.
Do it. My license expires in 11 days. And I have no idea when I'm going to have time to go to the DMV and
the best part
and renew
is,
it.
I forget where the DMV is. Wilmington?
I don't know. Yeah, it's Wilmington.
There's a DMV in Wilmington. When my license expired when I turned 21, I walked into Wilmington. They have like a kiosk.
Yeah.
You just enter your license number, take a new picture... done in 3 minutes.
So now that they've got the new IDs,
yeah,
you need to present more forms of identification to prove who you are if you want the new one. And I do want the new one.
I don't want the new one.
So I need to present them with my birth certificate or my passport, but my passport is expired.
Change is stupid. Just
change is
the
dumb.
Old one.
Yeah, well, I want to be able to fly planes. So
you want
to
fly planes.
I want to be a passenger in a plane that is flying the air.
That's going to take a lot more than just renewing your license, Zach. Do you think there's a hot air balloon license?
I think so. I think you need to take like an FAA course or something like that.
I think that's a Mitch Hedberg joke. But like, there's a real question. Like, how do you, if someone just is driving a hot air balloon, how do you check their license?
All right. So,
like, here's my license.
I mean, I think it's just like people check you on the ground.
Here's my license, dude. It's a scissors.
Because I'm pretty sure you need to like, before you like set up a hot air balloon, right? You need to like clear it with the FAA. No. And I think the FAA will like be like, where is your hot air balloon license, sir?
Now that I think
when you're trying to check it. Well, and if you don't, they're going to be like, hey, there's an unregistered hot air balloon. Shoot it out of the sky.
I don't think they're going to shoot a hot air balloon out of the sky.
I don't know. People are really scared about air travel.
If you're flying a hot air balloon, how do you stop that person? Because you're not going to bring like a police helicopter up there.
I think you wait.
Dangerous.
I think you wait until they come down. And then if they never come down, all the better.
Now that I think about it, this is definitely a Mitch Hedberg joke because he does a joke about a cold air balloon.
Oh.
It's like, you know, people go on rides in hot air balloons. I want to take a ride in a cold air balloon. Come take a ride in my cold air balloon. We're not going anywhere.
Okay, so we're going to end this because I need to go to class soon.
Yeah, and I need to go to my job because I have a job.
But we're going to end it with Ralphisms. What's your favorite Ralphism?
Like Ralph Wiggum?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, God, there's so many.
Because I just recently watched a supercut, and I'm in love with like a bunch of Ralphisms.
Did you see? I posted on Facebook. We're on school vacation week, but
I'm in danger.
We're on school vacation week, but I teach in a middle school, and across the room I had someone shouting, Mr. Delarusso, my pant leg is caught in the chair. And all I could think of was the scene in The Simpsons where Ralph Wiggum is off screen and he shouts to his teacher, Miss Hoover, I glued my head to my shoulder. He gives us like this half-hearted
Ralph,
laugh.
Ralph, are you eating your paste?
No, Miss Hoover. Miss Hoover, there's a dog in the vent. Me fail English, that's impossible, is also great.
I'm a
pop sensation.
I'm learning.
Hi, Lisa.
No.
Hi, Super Nintendo Chalmers.
I like that one a lot. I think my all-time favorite, though, has to be...
What's a battle?
My all-time favorite has to be, raise his hand, was Abraham Lincoln okay?
Was Abraham Lincoln okay?
All right, and one last question. Favorite episode of It's Always Sunny, because I've been also watching It's Always Sunny.
So I marathoned all 12 seasons of Always Sunny the past 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I have not slept very well, but there are so many good ones.
Charity McDennis.
Charity McDennis is great.
Charity McDennis.
I will give you a top five because I can't choose.
Be real quick.
Frank's Little Beauties.
Yeah.
Which is great. The song that Frank makes up. The one where Dennis and Mac move to the suburbs.
Okay.
Is hilarious. Charity McDennis is up there. The wrestling one that they do, because that introduces Rowdy Roddy Piper in it, and that is fantastic. He's the maniac.
Mm.
And then, there's so many to choose from. But the one where,
The gang solves the gas crisis.
That one's good, but I'd have to say it's from a recent one where, they go to counseling when they find the ticket on the lottery ticket on the ground, and Frank uses a very bad slur, and Mac admits that he's gay, which is hilarious watching him finally come to terms. Basically, anyone from season 7 where Mac is very fat is also great, because Fat Mac is one of the best characters in television history.
I agree. Although I think Charity McDennis, I really want to play a game of Charity McDennis.
It's impossible.
What do you mean?
These questions are not fact. They're mostly just opinion.
So, you get together with your friends and you make a bunch of... I don't know. You've been listening to 915 driving from Medford. This has been the Astro Hour. I'm sorry that I have to run a class. I'll skip more class next week, I promise.
I would love... Next time I'm on, I want to do... We talked an hour about pro wrestling. I'm going to end this now.
Yeah.
But I would love to do a deep dive into just a bunch of Always Sunny episodes if we can.
I feel that. I'm
into that next time I'm here.
Thank you, Chris, for coming on.
Thank
it's been a pleasure as
me.
Always. And here we go.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Whoa. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't
So don't let it slip away. We'll be right back.
morning is dripping like candle wax. I could've stopped, but my meltdown would be fantastic. I can't go slow, I can't go back. Watch me destroy my ambitions for your amusement. I let myself believe the high. They light side. Get cold, my toes on my sunshine. But it's alright. We can beat it. Every soul undefeated. We'll win them all. Up my spirit. Fired up on a Monday night. Let's crash and burn.
Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
left it all behind to return back home. I put my trust in strangers. Then I'm prepared to pay the price. Going all in, gotta roll the dice. One last chance to take it all tonight. This is my last gamble. My last gamble. My last gamble. I'm putting my cards on the table. Putting my cards on the table.
Sang out a tune, would you stand up and walk out on me?